Say, I'm really tired because I, what, all day? I'm really tired.
I'm just, what's the word? I'm just, perked out.
Okay.
That mean I'm just perked out
yeah,
or peaked out or
something like,
worn out or tired to death.
Okay. If someone, someone's no longer alive, you'd say the person is dead, but you want to indicate that the person was, let's say, dead by the time they arrived, by the time the doctor got there, you'd say he was, by the time the doctor arrived, he was...
He'd already passed on or
sure.
Something like that.
And if a child isn't careful, you'd say he isn't careful, but you might say to his mother, now he to be careful, he really to be careful.
He really needs to be more considered or more mm-hmm. thoughtful of himself or he'll get hurt.
You'd say, I haven't been over to see him in a long time. I really get over to see him. I really
miss seeing him or I want to go to see him right away.
But you know, you think you should go see him and you haven't been over to see him. I'd say, I ought to. You ever use that?
I feel like I've really let him down.
I ought to get over there?
Right away.
Would you say that though? I ought.
Yeah, I ought to go in at my earliest convenience or make a special trip.
Okay, and if someone says, will you do that? And you'd say, no, I do it.
I just can't get to that right now.
You refuse to do it. You say, no, will you do it? No, I
will not.
Okay. How about won't?
I won't. I cannot.
Okay. All right. And
won't or will not.
Do you remember people using the expression mout for might?
No, not much.
Mout have done it. Or how about might could? I might could do it.
That would be back in the outer section of the country, the mountainous section. That'd be
it's a little bird that makes a hooting sound.
Well, we have a little screech owl, and then we have the hoot owl that makes a hooting noise.
Hoot owl's larger, right?
Larger, screech owl's small.
What do you call these birds that get up on trees?
Well, we have the mockingbird or the jay bird.
The kind
jaybird
that gets on wood. And
oh, well, that's a peckerwood. It gets up and pecks on the...
Okay.
They peck on the wood. They're pecking to get a worm. There's a worm in the wood there, and
right.
They peck a hole in to get the worm. They live on worms.
Are you familiar with any different kinds of
woodpeckers? Well, we have the red-headed woodpecker, and then they call another one a great big one, so the woodbird, and the woodpecker, and several different varieties of those.
Now, these are things that they're gray ones and red ones, and they jump around in trees and eat nuts. They store nuts for the winter, you know, and they have long tails, and they jump around in the trees.
And they're edible, too.
Yeah.
They call them squirrels.
What different kinds do you have here?
Well, we have the gray squirrels, and they're pretty gray, and then we have the larger variety of squirrels. They're called the red squirrels or fox squirrels.
I see. The red one's the larger one.
They're about twice as large as the gray squirrel.
Did you ever hear those gray squirrels called mountain boomers or boomers?
The boomer is different from a squirrel, where I understand it. I've heard of them back in the mountains. The boomers are more like a little chipmunk, kind of in between a chipmunk and a squirrel.
Well, that's interesting. Now, what kinds of fish can you get out of the streams around here and, say, out of lake?
Well, we have the trout and the bass and the smaller one, the bluegill and...
Brim?
I don't know. I don't fish much, so I don't know. I don't know
okay.
fish much. I don't know fish much, but mostly our favorite is the trout and the bass, and then the bluegill and a few smaller fish like that. But, and then in the little creeks, we used to have the creek suckers there that were pretty good. They were awful bony, but. Uh-huh. And they have the horny heads, they're a smaller horny head and things like that, small fish, and then the little creek minnows.
Uh-huh.